Hi, I'm Susan Lewis. Philadelphia-based jazz singer Phyllis Chappell and I talked about female jazz legends and how they influenced her career. I asked her in particular about Shirley Horn.
I found a CD of hers, and so I really just discovered her. Shirley Horn with Strings, I think it's called, and there was a song on there called Here's to Life, and I'll tell you, that song just ripped right inside me. It was so subtle. You know, she was just so quiet. She would just breathe these words, and they would be so powerful. So it really did affect me. And I did some of her phrasing, and I actually recorded Here's to Life. I just did it in my own way. I did it as a very slow bossa nova. And so I got Kevin McConnell to accompany me on the guitar. He was on the bass, I was on the guitar, and I put it on my CD, The Other Side of the River.
What about Shirley Horn?
Her voice, she had this whisper of a voice, but there was so much emotion behind it and power, and the way she phrased would just take your breath away. And she was a great piano player too, so she would just accompany herself in a simple way, always really simply and powerful. It kind of changed my way of thinking about how I would express things. You know, it was one of the influences.
And I gather that was fairly unusual for a woman to accompany herself in that kind of setting.
Yeah. Actually, it's more than you might think. But it is unusual, and it's I really am so blessed. I'm so grateful that I was encouraged to play guitar at a young age, and even though it was only an accompaniment instrument. It really did give me a strength. And now, like in the latest, in the last 10, 15 years, when things have gotten a little bit more difficult in our economy, I can go out as a solo and a duo with my guitar, and I can do a whole show on my own. So I'm glad I did. I put a little time into the guitar.
This subject keeps popping up in my interviews about the importance of musicians kind of taking ownership of their art form and the way they're expressing it, and not just relying on a band or being able to have the tools necessary to go out on your own if you have to.
Yeah, it has been really important to me. It also helps get me into a song. Like it can really help me with the music of the song, knowing the chords and the harmonies. And the rhythm too, the playing things on the guitar. It has helped me learn to communicate with a band. But a great singer, that's their instrument. So they can communicate. They can do it too. But I have an advantage for myself of being able to play the guitar.
What have you been doing recently?
Oh, I'm doing so many wonderful things, wonderful projects. I'm working on a project with. Award-winning composer and producer and videographer Rodney Wittenberg. We had done about 6 or 7 videos, and now we're completing that with a CD, and I'm taking music from lots of different genres, world music as well as some jazz standards, and giving them a treatment that is very different, very open and haunting. I haven't figured out the name for this CD yet. I'm still trying to figure that out, but it's really very inspiring. Like, I'm doing a Cole Porter piece called So in Love, and I'm doing it so differently, and it's really a challenge for me. And
when you say so differently, what do you mean?
Well, we're starting it off very kind of as a ballad, and with my breath, I'm just breathing, and then there's a heartbeat. And then eventually it kind of builds, and then we go into a samba. So I have like a batucada going on, and I've got this wonderful percussionist named Alex Shaw, who is a young guy coming up, and he's the main person in Alo Brasil. So he did a whole tracks of all these great percussion instruments, and I'll be doing a lot of scatting in a Brazilian kind of style or African kind of style. On the tune, so it's taking a standard and making it a really different approach. It's really, really fascinating. Then I'm also working with a gypsy jazz ensemble called the Hot Club of Philadelphia. Barry Warhoftig, great guitarist, is the leader, and we're working on a CD. I'm doing some a ballad and also some French music with them. We have some wonderful gigs coming up. We're playing in a new place called the Paris Bistro. We're going to be doing that regularly. That's in Chestnut Hill.
Well, thank you so much for...
Thanks so much for having me, Susan.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.